Finding something to do or somewhere to eat can be a daunting task, so why not tune into The Review? The Review hosts small and medium-sized businesses right across Ontario, giving you all the latest updates on what's new and what's hot. For this episode, I'm here at the Maple Canadian Pub talking about a new venture that has gone on for quite some time and why it is the new hit throughout the small community. Sophie, this restaurant has endured a lot, and it has grown to two locations, if I'm correct?
Three, actually. We have also another one downtown on King Street and one up in Honey Harbor, Port Severn area on South Bay Road.
You started off in King Street, and you've actually grown. So when you started off in King Street, did the owners or yourself feel that this was going to grow this quickly?
We were hoping that was the route that it was going to take. I know that the owners wanted to expand and are actually going to keep expanding, as in opening more different restaurants throughout the area.
Do you think that it's going to expand into different marinas, or do you think it's going to be more into like your restaurant in King Street, into more of a just an open restaurant area? I think you're going to try more for seasonal stuff.
I think that they're going to try to look for maybe hopefully more marinas to go into, also smaller cities. I hear that they want to open maybe another one in Barrie under a different name. So that we'll have to wait and see what happens for their future.
With the amount of people that are here today, obviously the food is fantastic. I've been a customer here on several occasions. What do you find is actually the best seller out of your whole menu?
I find our fish and chips really goes very well, and our brisket sandwiches are very, very tasty.
Now, everybody, this restaurant is so fantastic. Check out what one of their longtime patrons had to say about their experience.
I had the great fortune of having the chilled grilled vegetable sandwich with beet salad. I love that everything is strategically put together with love and care and a great deal of attention. This is one of the newer items that they have on the menu. I frequent the restaurant often and have had the great pleasure and desire to keep coming back ever since things reopened.
A lot of your beer is, do you have any beer that you brew in-house? Because I think I before, when I first came in, I had a maple style beer, which I don't know, I might have already been had a little too much in me at that point, but do you still have that?
No, it was a little harder after the pandemic to bring that product back, so the breweries had to get back on track with what they normally sell to other restaurants. We are hoping that in the future to bring our own Maple Canadian Pub beer back, and that was also created, I'm pretty sure, through Side Launch with us.
And what do you see as the future for the Maple Canadian Pub? As a manager yourself, what do you think the future is for, like 5 years down the line? And what do you think your owners feel that it's going to be 5 years down the line?
Hopefully we're going to be more franchised out. That's what we're hoping. We hope to grow and get bigger and better and just to create a stronger family atmosphere for our restaurants here.
And if somebody wanted to come and see the place or eat here, how would they get in touch with you? Do you have social media? Do you have a phone number, an email? What is the best way to communicate with the restaurant?
So we have our phone number, which is our 526-3000 extension 1, 2, or 3, which will bring you to certain locations. We also have an email, which is themaplecanadianpub.com. It goes, there's also for the Y Heritage location. Marlene has access to that. So.
And what's the time frame for your third location? When do you think it's going to be up and running?
Third one is already open.
See, that's something new that I just learned today as well. When we look at giving back to the community, because a lot of restaurants and a lot of people love with the small town atmosphere to give back to the community. That's one thing that I have myself in business, knowing that that's one big thing that people like. What does the Maple Canadian Pub do to support the community?
Usually what we try to do is if our community, we know we give out what we can. When anybody comes to look for charity donations, we try to the best that we can that way. And this year we're also going to be trying to do a toy drive, which will hopefully a customer can bring in a new toy. We give them 1% off the bill, and then we're going to donate those to families this year.
That sounds absolutely fantastic. And if that's something you're going to try, I would love to be able to promote that on the social media page as well, because that would be fantastic. Is there anything else that you'd think, what makes this restaurant niche to all the other restaurants within the area?
We are located on one of the biggest marinas here. For boating, everything else. We have a beautiful little layout for a cozy little patio. We're just minutes from Midland. We're minutes from Port Minicol, and we're accessible by boat, water. If you do fly a plane, I suggest you land where there's more open water. But all is welcome. We're off Skidoo trails, so we'll see what happens after what the pandemic does and come September and October. So.
So there you have it, folks. The Maple Canadian Pub in Midland, Ontario at White Heritage Marina, and their other locations on King Street and
South Bay and Honey Harbor.
Check them out. The food is fantastic. The weather is great. And if you're looking for a pristine, picturesque location, I can't recommend it anymore, because it is one of the best locations I've ever been to. So check them out. Facebook, give them the phone number, the email. Check it out. Definitely a positive review. This episode of The Review has been produced by Justin Baumgartner. Interviewer, Justin Baumgartner. Interviewee, Sophie. This episode and much more can be found on the podcasting site at ckdj.net.